The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
My first 100 days as president have been difficult. I lost my husband. We were about to celebrate 30 years together.
Your husband and I had an agreement.
Francis is dead.
Promises were made.
Not by me. Here's the thing. Whatever Francis told you the last 5 years, don't believe a word of it. The reign of the middle-aged white man is over.
You thought you got away with it all, Claire. But that remains to be seen.
Robin Wright as US President Claire Underwood in the new and final series of House of Cards. Frank Underwood and Kevin Spacey are no more, and for Americans perhaps still mourning the election losses of Hillary Clinton, it's a chance to see a first female US president, albeit fictitiously. So how does the series fare without its lead actor, and how does Claire Underwood fare as first female US commander and chief? Well, TV critic with Vulture, Jen Cheney, has been watching, and she joins us. Jen, let's start with the elephant in the room, perhaps. And I understand he's quite omnipresent in the series as well. Kevin Spacey is no more. Frank Underwood is no more. But I understand his ghost is everywhere in the new series.
That is a fair way to put it. Yes. I mean, Kevin Spacey, who was fired from the series after all of the allegations about sexual improprieties came out, he is not physically in the show at all, but his character still looms over it very much. Claire, his wife, who's played by Robin Wright, takes over the role of president, but all kinds of issues that are still dangling from her husband's presidency and his previous offices and the terrible things that he has done are things that she is still trying to answer for. So, yes, his specter is still very omnipresent. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people at the time when the Kevin Spacey allegations first came out and the realization came up that Netflix may well either cancel the series and certainly write Kevin Spacey out. There was lots of suggestions online. Well, we can do this without Kevin Spacey. Make Claire Underwood president. Let's celebrate Robin Wright's succession to this position. So there was a lot of excitement about it and anticipation. Has it paid off?
You know, unfortunately, I don't think it has. And I don't think that's any fault of Robin Wright's. Throughout this series, I have always felt that Claire was the far more nuanced and interesting character, because between the two, she at least seemed to have some kind of a beating heart and a sliver of a conscience, whereas Frank was just pure, you know, maybe not evil, but pretty close to it, and just engaging in behavior that was horrible without ever feeling any sense of guilt. And she seemed to have some of that. But the way that they've written her in this last season, and I suppose as a, you know, it's a slow arc that has happened, but she's basically turned into Frank, or as she calls him, Francis. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, I think they have her character just kind of behaving the way that he would have behaved in this last season, when, you know, I was excited to see Claire just sort of being Claire. So even though it's a great opportunity for Robin Wright to flex her acting muscles, I feel like her character gets short shrift.
And so she is first president, first female president. She is the commander in chief. Do they make much of a deal out of the fact that she is the first woman to hold this office, even fictitiously?
Right. They do in a sense. And it's in a way that feels a little bit contrived. And part of it, too, is that, you know, normally these seasons are 13 episodes long. This last season is only 8 episodes. So it felt like they were jamming quite a lot of ground into a shorter, period of content. But at one point, she sort of manufactures that she's so grief stricken that she can't really do anything. And so there's all this concern that she's the fragile, stereotypically fragile woman, and will they have to invoke the 25th Amendment and potentially try to get her out of office. And there are also moments where she's formidable and intimidating, and that is a negative. And I think those are certainly issues that any woman who's ever been in a leadership role, be it president or something on a smaller scale, recognizes those things. So I feel like they do try to address them, but they are just coursing through so much plot that you don't really dig too deeply into any of that.
You've been writing about this for Vulture. And one of the interesting points that you made is when this series started and Netflix didn't necessarily know how much of a success it would be, although they did have great names behind the writing and directing and also Kevin Spacey on board. They also began this series when Obama was in office. This series obviously has started in a much different political atmosphere. You suggest that a lot of people may not just have the stomach for this series, where the actors are basically, well, pretty devious and don't seem to have much of a shred of decency.
Right. I mean, I think even if the Kevin Spacey situation hadn't been what it was, I feel like the show probably would have needed to end anyway, because it feels like it's run its course, both within its own storytelling and certainly against the backdrop of reality. But yeah, I mean, when the show started, as you said, it was during the Obama administration, and watching people behave in this manner in the political arena, it felt like it was a departure from what was really going on. Whereas now, it feels both in step with and out of step with the Trump administration, out of step in the sense that what is happening on the show, they rarely get into policy anymore. It's all about betrayals and backstabbings, and largely, you know, Claire doing that to her enemies. You don't see a lot of things happening that affect the public at large in a negative way. And I would say that you do see that in America right now with the Trump administration. But the way in which it does dovetail is just the extreme nature of the bad behavior. You know, Trump isn't committing murder in the White House, as far as I know. So it's still pretty extreme in that sense. But the lack of regard, the self-involvement, like all of that really isn't that far divorced from what we're watching daily in Washington, D.C. And I think, yeah, it is harder and harder to watch House of Cards. So this is probably a good time to say goodbye.
Yeah. Are we definitely saying goodbye, do you think? Is this definitely the end? Yeah.
I mean, you know, you never know, because in 3 years someone might be saying, hey, let's make a House of Cards movie. That seems to happen constantly.
Yeah, true, these days. True.
But I don't think there's anything else left to do with this at this point.
Yeah, I did read one person online saying they lost all interest in the show when reality became way crazier than any plot line that the writers could concoct. But as you said, there are no bodies under the floorboards, as far as we know, in the current Oval Office. The good points about the series, I should say, you know, I suppose we've been gone down a negative track, but Robin Wright's outfits have always been amazing. Her performance, is it something to celebrate?
Yes, I think she's always been really excellent in the show. And that is actually, that's the thing that has made the show continue to be watchable for me, is not only her, but she's surrounded by some excellent actors too. Michael Kelly, Patricia Clarkson, Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear joined the cast this year. So, I mean, the acting in it is excellent and has been from the very beginning.
It is on Netflix. It's just started on Netflix now. As you said, we assume this is the last of the series, but never say never. Jen Cheney, great to talk to you again. Jen Cheney is TV critic with Vulture. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thank you.
News Talk 106 to 108.